Hello, this is Temple of Health Radio Show, and today we're interviewing David Riley.
Riley, that's okay.
Who's the author of The Sole Purpose, Attaining Fulfillment and Security with Astrology. David lives here in Atlanta, Georgia, and has a career as an astrologer, and we're very pleased to have him on today to discuss his book, The Sole Purpose. Hello, David. How are you?
Well, how are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing fine.
The Sole Purpose is meant to reach people in terms of themes of life purpose. It's really a way of getting a general idea of life purpose and direction. It is written for people who are not necessarily astrologers or students of astrology. It's written for the general public, even though I've been a practicing astrologer for 33 years. The sole purpose stems from my practice. It really comes from the experience I've had with clients, and it's built around some of the basic themes that I work from. But I've really found that these themes, even though they are general themes, they're broad-based life path themes, that they really seem to resonate with people, even in a general sense. We can kind of go through that some today. What would you like to know about The Sole Purpose?
Well, I was interested to see the approach you were taking in defining, I guess, soul issues for certain energies coming in for certain time periods. I think
Right.
we've all heard about, you know, Generation X, Generation Y,
Right.
you know, the baby boomers and everything. But this actually lends some credence to this idea that the different groups of people coming in at certain times have similar, I guess, broad outlooks.
That's right. You know, one of the
motivations,
things,
that yes. kind of thing.
One of the things I remember, even as a kid in elementary school, I remember my sixth grade teacher saying that every class that came in seemed to have a different general personality.
Right, right.
And what's interesting about that is that these themes, these life path themes, as viewed from an astrological point of view, are part of a cycle that lasts 18.6 years. So each one of these cycles is a little over a year and a half. So you're going to get
mm-hmm.
in every class, every graduating class, if you want to
mm-hmm.
think of it that way, you're going to get a predominance in a particular life path theme. There'll be a
mm-hmm.
mixture because you get, it's not always going to be a perfect match. But at the same time, I think that gets across that idea. What these are, I'll go through quickly the
mm-hmm.
astronomy of this so anyone will, what is he talking about exactly?
Right.
I'm talking about two points that are called the lunar nodes or
mm-hmm.
the nodes of the moon. And that's nodes, N-O-D-E-S, from the Latin for knot, which means like a knot in a rope or a crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are the two points where the moon's orbit around the Earth, the small orbit of the moon around the Earth, intersects the larger orbit of the Earth around the sun. And if you can picture those two points of intersection, which to the ancients would have been the path of the sun and the path of the moon, in the modern context, of course, we know that to be the intersection of the Earth's orbit around the sun with the moon's orbit around us. But these two points were arrived at mathematically as far back as about the 8th century BC
mm-hmm.
and were used to predict eclipses. So astronomers, astrologers in the ancient world, in the Mediterranean area, in that mix of information between Babylon and Egypt and Greece, from which the Western astrology originated,
mm-hmm.
Calculated those points as far back as that time. And what they found over time, and this, believe me, this was changed according to culture. Each culture had its own take on this. But they found that there was a meaning in terms of, let's say, the basic life story of individuals as connected to the positions of these nodes, of these crossing points. And so you can think of these really as a kind of index, even though they map a very real phenomenon, a very real physical phenomena, which is eclipses that occur every year. You know, eclipses of the moon, eclipses of the sun, can only happen around these nodal lineups. And the astrologer Dane Rudyard, back in the 1930s, wrote a book called The Astrology of Personality. And in that book, there's a little passage where he talks about the lunar nodes and talks about them having everything to do with the why of life, the purpose of life. And when I came across that passage back in 1970, when I first started studying astrology, it caught my attention, because my only interest in getting into astrology was to learn a little bit more about the why of life. Why are we all here?
Right.
It's really the question that I ask when I look at anyone's astrological chart. And so that's how I found out about it. That's what they are. That's really what we're talking about. And these two points, which can be divided up as the north node, what astronomers call the ascending node,
mm-hmm.
or the descending node, which is the south node. Astrologers call them, therefore, the north node and the south node, these two crossing points, have everything to do with fulfillment in terms of our lives, in terms of what we're working on. You can think of it as the fulfillment for the person. I tend to think of it as the fulfillment for both the person and the soul, and really the kind of work that I do in one way or the other, is trying to help people align themselves in terms of who they are as a person with who they are as a soul. And that's really the basics of this book. It's an introduction into those themes.
I think, too, that there's a broader way to look at this, and that has to do with soul groups coming in.
Yes.
You may have heard of Return of the Revolutionaries, who we interviewed the author of.
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
But basically, the soul group that came in to do the American Revolution came back recently to herald in a spiritual evolution. And in the book's written by an emergency room doctor, and it features many famous people, as you know. But the idea is that soul groups come in,
mm-hmm.
and maybe certain energy patterns that are reflected by the lunar nodes are conducive to these soul groups coming in. Because really, groups of people are what get things to happen.
That's right.
Sometimes small groups of people. You know, Margaret Mead's statement that small groups of committed citizens are what really make the difference in the planet. But that's what I see. I see that this is so helpful for understanding what energetic patterns allow for soul groups to come in.
Yes. Now, these lunar patterns would not be the only patterns, of course, to indicate that. There are all kinds of planetary patterns and so forth. And these patterns repeat, like I said, every 18.6 years. So you'll have, for example, someone that is 18, 19 years, either younger than you or older than you, is going to have belong to the same life path tribe. And I really like to think of it as a tribe,
mm-hmm.
That you belong to, or a team or a group.
Right.
And in writing the book, I talk about not only clients mm-hmm. who were born with the nodes in different signs, but also famous people, well-known
right.
individuals, and give a lot of examples of that.
Yeah.
In the book as well, so people can really see the different variations on this. Because, again, these are general themes, and there are many variations in terms of what a person will do in this theme.
And just to let the audience know, there's a great deal of information about each node. So
that's right.
I was born in 54, so I'm a North Node in Leo, South Node in Aquarius, and then there's a chapter.
You were born in 1954?
Right.
Okay, that's actually going to be a different one. When were you born in 1954?
November 26th.
Okay. November 26th, 1954, is going to be North Node in Capricorn.
Let's see, you're right. I had my thing in the wrong.
Right.
I had the end of the chapter.
Yeah, sorry.
Right.
Did you read the chapter?
I did. I just had the thing at the wrong end of it.
Oh, that's okay.
But in any case, there's a whole chapter which actually was quite accurate in terms of what I know of my current mission and personality type and all of that sort of thing. So you can get a great deal of information about what is applicable to you in the book.
Yeah, and you see that I broke down these things, and not only in terms of the introduction to the basic pattern, but also into early environment and life cycles and relationships and career, all the things that all of us are interested in. But from the standpoint, again, of life purpose, what does that mean? You know, and for you, of course, in a general sense, it's that elixir of achievement and accomplishment
right. That
means everything to you, whether that's goals that you set for yourself in terms of personal goals, whether it's been career achievements, of course, in your life, and also, therefore, dealing with the fear of failure, the fear that somehow you wouldn't achieve these goals,
Correct. Which
is the only reason you would have that from time to time is because of how much you want to achieve, how much success you really want in terms of your life.
And a lot of it's just faith, too. I mean, I'm asked to do a lot of very interesting things in terms of the guidance that I get for what I'm doing. And a lot of the times it's not clear how that's going to fit into the whole until later.
Right.
So it's really a faith issue of that everything is working toward a common purpose, even though you can't really see how it is.
Yes.
Time, you know.
And I think that's the South Node has a lot to do with how we secure ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got the South Node in Cancer, you're going to secure yourself based upon your instinctive sense of things on a feeling level, to some extent on an intuitive level. And so, you know, as you get a hunch about something, that often, you know, whatever your feeling is about something helps to secure you in the positive sense in the beginning.
Yeah, I've been extremely guided just throughout the bigger things in the life and the smaller things in life, but a definite guidance that is beyond my conceptual understanding of reality, beyond my, I just have knowings about things that then turn out to be true. I mean, things I couldn't have known through my own personality. This information has to be coming from another dimension.
Well, you know, I wish I had actually calculated your whole chart out so that I could I could identify some of these things, but it'll be interesting. Later, maybe I'll get your birth information and that way have your chart on file as a reference, because I'll bet from what you're saying that you've got a number of things that would show this in addition to the notes.
Right. It does. I guess destined to work with groups of people to shift consciousness. I mean, that's really what it's what my chart shows, that it's the group effort, and we're bringing in another level of consciousness that will help, I guess, help shape where the planet is heading. And there's danger involved. There's a lot of danger involved. And you have to navigate through that danger.
I like the term navigate, of course, as an astrologer, because, again, you know, we navigate by the stars.
Exactly.
In terms of taking great voyages, and certainly the same analogy is true for in terms of using astrology as a guide
and
in life.
And I think you have to. Well, I use astrology as a guide very much. I meet often with friends of mine who are astrologers, and use astrology. Astrology is, you know, you have intuitive guidance, and then you have astrology. Astrology being more of a science that is tells you when things are going to happen. I know one of my patients bought me a subscription to the Mountain Astrologer, and I remember reading in August of 2001 that on September 11th, 2001, there would be a terrorist activity that would lead the U.S. into war. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So
a lot of astrologers have talked about that one.
I've always been very, very impressed with astrology's ability to tell when something's going to happen. Now, astrology is not always able to tell exactly what's going to happen.
That's right.
But the when is very accurate. and
the what has so much to do with really just the context of the astrologer's experience.
Right.
You know, whatever the astrologer has studied, what their life experience is, what they know about, their frame of reference is going to be how they view a particular trend. And
right.
So we all have our biases and mm-hmm. in terms of our point of view, and astrologers are certainly no different than anyone else when it comes to that, except especially from a forecasting, prognostication
mm-hmm.
point of view. These going back to these lunar nodes a little
mm-hmm.
bit, one of the reasons I wrote this book is because the response that I've gotten from people over the last 30-plus years is always a phenomena whenever I discuss the nodes with someone. In other words, even in an all-out astrological session when I'm getting into a lot of details with someone, if I begin to talk about the nodes, all of a sudden I have all of their attention. All of a sudden they are really responding. They're really resonating with it. And I found this out early on, so I thought, you know, there's been all these books published for, you know, going back to the phenomena of Linda Goodman's sun signs, you know,
mm-hmm.
back in the 60s and the early 70s.
Right.
And so everybody knows what their sun sign is and their horoscope and all of the entertainment astrology that's out
mm-hmm.
there. But I thought, you know, even in talking with people about their life story from the standpoint of these lunar nodes, resonates so strongly. If there was ever to be anything written about this in a general sense, it would resonate with them more than sun signs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really my motivation behind it. I thought, what a cool way of being able to not only give people good information about themselves in a general way, but to also turn them on a little bit to astrology, perhaps in a way that they'd never seen. Sort of one step, in kind of a different step, but one step beyond the sun sign astrology and the entertainment astrology that's, you know, that most people see in the general sense. People who don't read The Mountain Astrologer.
Right.
Which I love, The Mountain Astrologer, by the way, and read it every month. But, be that as it may, that was really, you know,
mm-hmm.
wanting to reach out to people and say, you know, if you believe that there is a general theme to your life, if you believe that there is such a thing as a soul, take a look at this. See if it resonates with you. And if it resonates with 80% of the people that read it, then, you know, that's a pretty good phenomenon.
Yeah, it is. I think more and more people are interested in the overall themes of their lives, and even, you know, if they believe in reincarnation, mm-hmm. the themes over lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Kabbalah teaches us that we actually go through a curriculum, and we go from one theme to another theme until we master everything.
Yes.
And that, it, of course, the Kabbalah has an outline for that. And,
yes.
You know, archetype to archetype, so to speak. But I think in terms of mastery, which I think, you know, the Course in Miracles says, you know, the curriculum is the same. The time you take to do it is up to you, which is interesting. I've always really felt that was the
it's
truth.
It's very true.
And that each of us has to face loss of everything in the material world, loss of everything in our relationships, loss of, you know, false accusation. You know, all these things seem horrible, you know, if you think about it, but actually you have to go through all of these things in order to really connect with that spirit that is within you. And we actually connect more, I guess, deeply with that energy
yes.
when we face these tragedies.
Yes.
Now, if you can do it without facing the tragedies, I don't think you have to have the tragedies. But Carolyn May says you have to think you're going to have the tragedy in order to walk the threat of it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And then what do? You let loose of this world. You let loose of the idea that money can buy security, that relationships will bring you happiness, that, and really in the Bible it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and that's all this really is.
Yes.
And it is like the, you know, the Buddhists teach that you just have to let loose of everything, you know, have no mm-hmm. desires whatsoever in order to get free of the suffering that is inherent in
yes, and
the
therefore,
planetary existences.
And therefore, any signpost along the road,
right.
you know, are helpful, because it can sometimes be a very overwhelming, painful, and
yeah.
confusing journey.
And your book, The Soul Purpose, I feel can help people who just need to have a little more information, so maybe they can read the guideposts. They can read the, you know, like, don't go down this path, you know. It's going to be a dead end for you. You're going to waste 15 years, you know, and you don't have to do that.
And part of that is also a kind of polarity that I've become increasingly aware of over the years, and was really just part of my study of the notes that kind of opened my own eyes to these basic polarities that exist in each of us. And part of it is the, let's say, the polarity between intention versus habit.
Right.
And the north node represents your intent. Mm-hmm. The south node represents your habit. So in that sense, you could think of the north node as dharma, and the south node as karma.
Karma, right. Yeah.
Just like the north node could represent something that you have aptitude for.
Mm-hmm.
The south node can represent something that you have mastered. So it can sometimes mean things you've brought in that have been either developed or in a state of completion or nearing completion.
Mm-hmm.
However, the negative side of the south node certainly is doing the same old, same old.
Right, and because
where
you're comfortable with it, and, you know, it's easy. That's true.
Well, and I love that dance between these two. Because, I mean, it's the basic dance we all do between that which is, you know, we're secure with and that which we long for. See?
Well, I don't think the majority of people on the planet even know what the curriculum is. I think we should teach dharma. We should teach karma. We should teach. Our spiritual education really is not very complete in order to even have people understand that you have a soul purpose. And that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a lot of people are on the planet just to basically indulge their desires with no concept of the responsibility they have to others or even to their own soul path, you know, their own curriculum. You know, what are they supposed to be?
Well, they just haven't connected yet on a conscious level who they are as a person with what is it that's that spark of them that's allowing them to even have the journey.
Right.
And, you know, that's probably why I get such a response whenever people hear about what the nodes mean for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it either affirms some things that are already really what things they've been struggling with all their lives, or it awakens a deep resonance within them, you know.
Right.
And it depends on where they're at in their life. Certainly for people later in life, it provides affirmation. Early in life, it's direction and information.
Yes, direction.
You know?
Right, that's true.
It depends on where a person's at in their, you know, in terms of just their chronological life path as well. But I discuss that in here. Now, each one of these cycles, I mean, think about this. This is an interesting point. Think about where everybody is between the ages of 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on then? Everyone is asking you, what do you want to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? What are you going to major in college? Where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? And you're being challenged by that. Well, what's happening between the ages of 18 and 19?
Mm-hmm.
You're having your first nodal return, your first realignment with your life purpose happening at that age. So that's very interesting, and that we all, you know, again, that's a general life cycle thing, which then repeats again around the age of 37.
Well, that's your midlife crisis.
There you go.
Yeah.
What, you know,
well
where,
known.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
And so.
And then again, when? When's your next one?
Well, you know, just add that 18.6 onto the 37, and you get 55.6.
Right.
So
I have
55
a
and 56.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling that I'm going to go through a major shift about at 55.
Yes.
Which is in a year.
That's right. So you're coming up
I'm
on
coming up
what
on,
I call.
I really feel it. I really feel it. I feel like one part of my life is just closing the door, and another is about to open. Well, we're coming up in the last few minutes. Can you give your contact information, please, David?
Oh, certainly. My email is dr. Rayleigh at AOL.com, and that's D as in David, and then RRAILEY at AOL.com. You can also call my office voicemail at 770-641-9633, And you can also reach my office directly Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 at 678-222-3435. That's 678-222-3435. I have a secretary who answers Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And those are all the best ways of reaching me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been interviewing David Raley, is that right?
You got it. Yes.
I got it. Good.
Yes.
The Sole Purpose, Attaining Fulfillment and Security with Astrology. And I'd like to really recommend this book for anyone who is in the midst of exploring consciousness, exploring their soul purpose. It's a wealth of information, and I'm really glad we were able to introduce people to
it. Thank you so much. Let me just mention that people can go straight to the publisher online at iuniverse.com. If they're interested in obtaining a copy.
Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us today, David, and look forward to speaking to you again.
Oh, very much. Thank you very much, Susan.
Take care.
All right, you too.
This is Temple of Health Radio Show. We have a few announcements, and then we will be moving on to interview, Michael Holloway with Penta Water. Next week, we are interviewing Judith Orloff on emotional freedom, and then the following Saturday, Mickey Buckland, The Life of an Intuitive, Growing Up Clairvoyant. On the 16th, Russell Targ, Do You See What I See? Memoirs of a Blind Biker. Dr. Targ was the founder of the remote viewing program for the military. We've interviewed him on multiple occasions. We have Noetic Science every third Thursday at the Center, the Dunwoody Center. David was kind enough to do our Noetic Science last month, and he had quite a crowd. Next month, in May, Mickey Buckland will be presenting Thursday, May 21st at 7:15 to about 9. If you're interested in clairvoyance, Mickey will tell you how that has affected his life, and give tips on how you can develop your own clairvoyance. We have a newsletter that is free either in print form or in email form. Please call 770-457-4677 for many interesting articles, specials in the Plastikos Med Spa, Millennium Healthcare, and other aspects of our practice. And if you have any questions, or would like to be on our email list for this newsletter, please contact us at 770-457-4677. Our website is www.templeofhealth.ws.
I'm sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired, and I don't want to take a lot of prescription drugs to feel better. Isn't there a better way?
Millennium Healthcare offers natural solutions to your health problems. Millennium Healthcare is qualified healthcare professionals working with you to restore your health and wellness. Whether it's a caring physician, one of our natural providers, or our natural apothecary, Millennium Healthcare can help. For more information, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plastikos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plastikos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plastikos at 770-457-4677. Plastikos Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677.
Hello, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. We're pleased to be back with Michael Holloway of Penta Water. It's been a while since we talked with Penta. Penta Water is on the leading edge of research with information on the very important topic of hydration, how clean, healthy, oxygenated water that is, microclustered in the appropriate manner can be important for anti-aging, cancer prevention, and many different things, recovery from injury, and just simply good for what ails you. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Well, it's been a while since we talked. I think the last time we talked, we were talking about some of the Russian experiments having to do with cellular health, the cells grown in penta water and some of the anti-cancer experiments. You want to bring us up to speed from that?
Yeah, the most current studies we have going on right now are the skin protection.
Okay.
We've done some studies over in Germany with Professor Krutman, which has yielded some really great results that is showing on dermal fibroblasts, it's showing actually a 58% reduction in damage from UV radiation. So we're seeing actually anti-aging effects that shouldn't happen. In fact, Professor Krutman was really amazed to see that, okay, you have this product that's basically, in his eyes, water, that's having these phenomenal results. And, he was more than happy to take our money to do testing, but wasn't looking for any kind of positive result. And when he found these really great results, he was kind of blown away and actually flew out to see us here in San Diego.
Well, I can tell you, I think I've been drinking penta water for, I don't know how many years, probably at least five, though. And people are constantly commenting about my skin. And you know what I do for my skin? I wash it with soft soap, which my estheticians tell me isn't that good for your skin. Maybe it's the penta water.
Well, we do have women that call in. Every week I get dozens of calls for all kinds of issues of people that have hydration issues or people going through, dialysis, just all kinds of ailments. And I have women call in that say, I use this on my hair, I rinse my hair with it, I never had it so silky and smooth, and I noticed my nails growing faster and very strong and healthy. So, I get all kinds of phone calls every week, and most currently I'm getting a lot of phone calls about, asking about pH and trying to understand better how penta alkalizes the body. And we really don't understand how it does, but it does give your body a better chance to uptake the minerals that you're taking in. So there's a really great benefit of penta to bring in, hydration for one, and also an uptake of minerals. It is better than drinking, for example, spring water or any other water that has minerals that are not bioavailable.
Right. Well, basically, from what I understand about water is that it's the important things are that it's very, very clean, that it doesn't have a lot of extraneous stuff in it, that it is microclustered. That's kind of the structure of the water, so that it is able to enter the cells. And not, enter the channels of in the cells and actually do intracellular hydration.
Right.
As well as get into the intracellular space. I talked with, Bill about having patients who had, edema, not any particular renal or cardiac failure issues, but just, lower extremity edema, putting them on penta water and very rapidly seeing the edema resolve.
Actually, overnight.
yeah, very rapidly. So the idea that many of the people in our country are poorly hydrated, mainly because of their habits. They're drinking colas, teas, coffee, beer, things that dehydrate you, not drinking enough water. But if you're going to drink water, you also have to know that all waters are not alike.
Exactly. And it's so important to be hydrated. If you feel thirsty, you've already done damage to your body. You should be drinking, every 10 minutes or so, you should be sipping a little bit of water, because your body is utilizing water every minute. It's, it's getting, when you breathe out, you're breathing out water. Your body is using it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, I guess, What else can you tell us about the cellular effects of penta?
First of all, you were mentioning about the purity of water being good for you to have pure water, and getting back to that a little bit, you know, I have found no water that even comes close to the purity of penta. You know, our process is very detailed in such a way that it goes above and beyond the requirements set forth by the FDA. And so what you're getting from penta is the purest water that we have found in the market, and also a patented water. Not only is the process that makes the water patented, but the water itself is. And it has abilities to hydrate the cell more so than other waters. And we have, you know, reams of anecdotal as well as research from, you know, whether it be Germany, Russia, the UK, you know, US right here in San Diego, UC Davis, you know, various studies that we've done that have shown, like, you know, penta leaves the stomach about 6 mL/min faster, you know, so we know that it goes into the body quicker than most water.
And that's, I mean, you can tell that just drinking a bottle of it rapidly, you don't feel full.
Yeah, you don't feel bloated. The common issue with, like, spring water or glacier water, you know, tap water, God forbid, you know, when you drink that, you feel that heavy feeling.
Right.
You know, penta water, it's so light and refreshing. You feel like, you know, wow, I didn't drink anything at all. You feel hydrated, but you don't feel like, you know, heavy. We have actual runners and bikers that drink this on the fly that don't have any issues with it coming back up. That's a common problem. You know,
athletes, you don't want to be starting a race with a heavy stomach.
Exactly.
Also, the microclustering is done with a physical method, not a chemical method.
That's correct.
There are other microclustered waters. In fact, before I found penta, I was drinking, Crystal Energy way back in the 90s, I think even before the 90s. So I've always very much felt that microclustered water was important.
Right. In fact, there are a lot of cluster waters out there, and most of them are actually using chemicals. They use surfactants.
Silicas.
To lower the surface tension. And we're actually using cavitation, which we're spinning the water at, you know, about 270,000 RPMs, and then colliding that water again and again. So the process, it's a very lengthy process. To make one 12,000-gallon tank of penta water, it takes over 11 hours. So it's being cavitated through these devices that are patented again and again. And end result is basically a wetter water, a water that hydrates your body more effectively and more efficiently.
And it's important to understand that penta is especially good in toxic states. It's been recognized as very effective for fibromyalgia, which is essentially chemical and biotoxicity, or, you know, different variations, but essentially toxicity. So
that's kind of how penta started, is from fibromyalgia. You know, my father, Bill Holloway, you know, we were doing some research on systems that we're trying to avoid cavitation, and we found that when you cavitate water, some very strange things happen. And he started drinking the water that we were cavitating and noticed a beneficial result on his uptake of medications that he was taking for fibromyalgia.
Right. Yeah, he told me the story that he was in the Navy and probably was exposed there to some things.
He's been exposed to mercury, arsenic, lead, so many toxins.
That's right. So the idea, you know, detoxification is in the news now. It's in the, even doctors are thinking about it, which is amazing. Probably because they're not feeling well and they want to feel better. but I think just on a day-to-day basis, drinking a water like penta is very, very important for detoxification.
Absolutely.
And I don't know too many people that grew up in the U.S. and aren't fairly toxic. We use the ionic foot baths, and sometimes people from other countries don't have much, but the people who grew up in America generally it's surprising to them how much it becomes of the heavy metals come out.
And the problem as well is, you know, the government has set forth regulations that they try and put as little as possible of arsenic and lead and mercury in the water, you know, minimize how much someone could take in. But the city, you know, the municipal systems can only pull out so much of these toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because they're processing millions of gallons a day.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to be exposed if you drink tap water and some spring waters. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few that have heavy metal poisoning and such.
And well water. A lot of people drink well water.
Yeah, you know, it's important to know your source, you know.
And the table.
Yeah. And you know, the regulations state like 10 parts per billion of
mm-hmm.
arsenic. They say
right.
it's okay. Well, we disagree at Penta. We don't want any trace pharmaceuticals, no arsenic,
mm-hmm.
no lead, no mercury.
Right.
And we test for hundreds of compounds. We go above and beyond by doing trace pharmaceutical testing. We don't have MTBE, chromium,
mm-hmm.
bisphenol A. You know, we're using the best plastic. It's a virgin resin, you know, PETE, which is phthalate-free. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's really... It's a high-quality product.
Yeah, Bill did a lot of research into the plastics. We used to talk, you know, for 20 minutes on the plastics alone, which was, you know, so he really cared about what, you know, what plastics were being used in Penta. And I think that's very important. And, of course, back then, it was just murmuring amongst the holistic community. Now it's in the mainstream news. Which is very interesting.
So. It's funny about glass too. You know, we thought about using glass for a long time, but it is very expensive. But we've also
there's lead
found,
in it.
And there's lead in it. That's where
yeah,
I was
right.
going to go. It's
yeah.
amazing if you don't buy the highest purity glass,
right.
which is so expensive, you're going to have lead.
Right.
In it.
Right. Well, I think you have to go with the best overall. I mean, you know, you have to. Economic factors are definitely there, and I think, but. The important point is that the people at Penta really looked at all of this stuff before it was popular to look at it.
Right.
And I remember Bill telling me, just don't drink anything that's in a blue plastic. So
yeah.
That was funny. But certainly, you know, I think Penta has been on the forefront, not only in taking care with the water, the plastic bottles, the manufacturing process, but also in demonstrating the results. I don't know of any other water company that is so scientifically and research oriented, and that has been a pleasure to work with you all for so long because of the dedication. And it's really a dedication.
It is, and we've dedicated, you know, a phenomenal amount of resources
mm-hmm.
towards research, and because
right.
we know that there is a huge benefit from drinking
mm-hmm.
Penta. You know, we have, like I said, we have so much anecdotal evidence, which gives us direction towards so many issues that are hydration related. The body is an amazing machine that can fix itself from a lot of damage if it's just given the proper fuel.
Right.
You wouldn't want to put diesel fuel in your gas engine. You wouldn't
mm-hmm.
want to put dirty water into your body. You want to put clean, pure water. The choice is Penta
mm-hmm.
because it's the purest water you're going to find in the market.
Right. Right. And I want to also tell people that the heavy metal exposures aren't just in water. They aren't just in the air you breathe. You know, there's a lot in the press right now about heavy metal exposures and imports coming in from China.
Absolutely.
And there was a joke, I think, on the internet saying that China sends us products laden with arsenic and lead, and we pay them in worthless paper money. So that's kind of. But truly, you don't. The point of this is you don't know where you're being exposed from.
Right, it's your source. If you're growing a plant in a source that has a high arsenic content in the ground, those plants are going to pull that in.
Right.
So if you have like goji berries from China versus India, you may get exposed to arsenic or heavy metals in some fashion.
Yeah, I mean, China basically is in the midst of its industrial revolution, and things are more toxic over there.
Yeah.
And India, it, you know, may soon be. You know, I mean, the FDA does not control the factories in other countries. So
they don't.
The drugs coming out, and there's more and more drugs, more and more products, food products coming out of overseas because we're essentially a global community. So when you go to eat in a restaurant, for example, you don't know where the rice came from. You don't know where the vegetables were even grown from. I mean, a lot of our stuff comes from Mexico, obviously.
Yeah, even the products you're drinking from, the labels they're made by,
mm-hmm.
you know, the inks that are used. You know, we have regulations that state there can be no heavy metal toxicity
right.
in any of that. The packaging, the cardboard box,
mm-hmm.
you know, and other
that
countries.
That doesn't exist overseas.
Exactly.
And it's not checked.
They don't care.
And we don't have the resources. The FDA does not have the resources to check all of the imports coming in. I mean, so I guess the point is you're going to get exposed. I mean,
right.
you're exposed to mercury in the fish you eat. You're exposed to lead in some of the food things you take in that you don't know the origins of. So therefore, you have to have an ongoing detox. You know, that's my. I mean, it's all great to eat organic and everything, but if you're going to eat in restaurants at all, if you're going to, go to functions at hotels, I mean, as a doctor, I'm always going to all these educational things. You know, what are you going to do? Not eat the food they serve you? You know, so it's not practical. So what you have to do is you have to incorporate into your daily life detox methods. And I think Penta is for me anyway, Penta is the basis of that detox. I know I'm going to get exposed, so what do I do about it?
And it's important to be informed as well. You know,
we
have our actual test results posted on our website that show the actual levels of all compounds in Penta, which is non-detectable across the board, of course.
Right,
but, you know, if there is a bottle of water that you chose over Penta, make sure you get a test report on it from the manufacturer. And if they're not willing to give you that report, there's probably a problem with that product.
That's right. Well, you want to give your website information? So
we are at www.pentawater.com. It's P-E-N-T-A water.com. There you can view the studies. You can look at the actual results of the water analysis, and we update that all the time. We're always doing periodic studies looking for new things that are discovered in water and trying to keep the public informed at all times, because that's what Penta is really about, you know, is informing the consumer about hydration and about, you know, there are other things that besides hydration that people are being fooled into. One of the things right now is, of course, pH. People are being lured into this, you know.
They're just dipping pH sticks into the water itself, and that's fake science.
The one issue too is out, you know, the alkalinity. People are saying, you know, drink this kind of water to alkalize your body. Well, your diet dictates your alkalinity. You know, if you're not eating the proper diet, you're not going to alkalize your body.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And you know, really, we have to go on the other end of things to determine our alkalinity. You know, testing your urine pH is a lot better than testing the pH of the water you're drinking.
Absolutely.
So I would advise all my patients to do that rather than...
You know, it's funny, too. I did a 415-item food survey of various foods that everybody eats every day, whether it be apples, oranges, you know, vegetables. And what's funny is out of the 415 items, 406 of those are acidic.
Right.
Yet they bring antioxidant and minerals into the body, because those minerals are taken in once they're digested, you know, and it doesn't really matter what the pH is. Of course, you don't want to drink things like soda and coffee. You know, you don't want to drink things that are so acidic that they're, you know,
that they take the covering off of pennies.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Put a penny in a bottle of soda overnight, and the taste will be gone the next day.
I did that. I collected a bunch of pennies from my fish pond and wanted to clean them up, so I put them in Coke. Works like a charm.
Yeah, I've had a bottle of Penta sitting on my desk with a penny in it for 3 years now, and it's as shiny as it first went in.
Yeah, yeah. So I know on the website you can find out where to get Penta. I think in Atlanta we have Whole Foods, maybe Trader Joe's. Do you know if it's in Publix here? I know it was in Publix.
Yes, it is in Publix.
It's in Publix, okay. And do you know of any other places in Atlanta, since that's where we're based, although this is an internet radio show, so I guess. Publix nationwide then?
We're sold nationwide, and we're in various stores. I mean, I can look and see that real quick here. Just give me a second. My computer's.
I know the website updates that.
If you go online and look up by Penta, the store locator.
You can find it in your area.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I would encourage people to try Penta. Using the directions that are on the website, because it's a specific dosage. And then see how you feel.
Of course, you can drink Penta all the time. Absolutely the best thing for you to drink all the time. But it is a little more expensive than your bargain, Aquafina or Dasani, but there's, you're going to experience a difference. Your body is going to love this. You're going to feel the difference. You will definitely taste the difference right away. You'll feel it within the first couple of bottles that you have.
Yeah, I can't drink other bottled waters now. I think Penta spoiled me. I don't even go there. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give the website once more and any other information?
Yeah, again, we are at pentawater.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions, you can always call me at 800-531-5088. I do a lot with customer service, and you know, I'm always giving people information about water and trying to inform the public and just make everybody understand about water, and especially, of course, Penta water, which is the best choice you could ever make.
That's right. Well, Michael, thanks so much, and please say hello to Bill for me. I miss speaking with him and wish him well.
Thank you.
And we'll get you back on in a few months where you can update us as to your research again.
Great. It's great talking to you.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
This is Temple of Health Radio Show. We've been speaking with Michael Holloway, the representative for Penta Water and the latest things on hydration. And we will be back next week with Emotional Freedom, Dr. Judith Orloff. Join us then. Thank you very much.
Headaches, back pain, migraines, joint pain, nothing worse than the nagging, unending discomfort of daily aches and pains. If you have pain and are looking for more natural solutions to eliminate your pain, Millennium Healthcare is for you. Millennium Healthcare's professionals will work for you. For help or more information on natural pain relief, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012. Millennium Healthcare. Pain relief naturally.